Am I inside looking out or outside looking in? And can I help but doubt that I'm ever going to win if I cannot tell whether I am the spectator or the sport? This world is very fast, but I am frightful slow. Yet I hold on to the past, while in my heart I know that the past gets left behind with any fool bound to it. But my ways are still my ways, because whose else can they be? So I will weave today on a loom I've built for me, a cloth, both coarse and rustic, with a pattern vaguely primeval. Morning, Dwayne here, Dry Creek Wrangler School. It's November 6th, the first Sunday after the last class and the last students have left, and just kind of taking it easy around here today. And Mom and I want to make a video, and I want to kind of continue on with some of the thoughts that we've been doing on the last videos. I didn't really want to. I thought that I just wanted to kind of give my advice and my opinion and move on. I didn't want to pontificate about stuff, but there's been so much, the conversation has swollen so much that I just kind of felt like maybe as much as I'd like to be, I'm not done yet. Louis L'Amour said, there's no stopping a man that knows he's right and just keeps on coming. And fellas, the world, whether it be the hateful militant feminist movement or the job situation or your whatever your life situation, they can't stop you if you know you're right and you just keep on coming. I have a video on the channel that I did several months ago on catching hard to catch horses. Yeah, I went with getting my pipes back out. This is a Nording that Mama got me for Father's Day. And my current favorite tobacco, it's Cobblestone Outdoors, the hiking. And it's just a straight burley tobacco, and I'm really liking it. If you were to ask me, if we were to be totally honest and not be doing horseman speak, and you were to ask me, you would say, Dwayne, how do you catch a hard-to-catch horse? I don't. Keep that thing lit. I don't have any panels set up. I don't have any chutes. And I can't rope for beans. And roping a horse can be a little bit of a tricky deal. I don't catch horses. I don't catch horses that are hard to catch. I tell people here all the time when they come in here to the class, you'll not physically catch a horse until they're caught mentally. You go out in a pasture and that horse is hard to catch until you catch that horse mentally, until that horse decides on its own, well, I'm caught, I give up. You're not going to catch them physically. They're bigger than you are. They're faster than you are. They're stronger than you are, and you're not going to catch them. So I go out there, and the horse that I want to catch, I go. Now I come into his shoulders, as you guys have watched and learned. He moves away, and I stay in the proper position. And I stay there until such a time as he says mentally, oh, this guy caught me. And until he says this guy caught me, I never caught him. Think about that and chew on that. The other thing I do, and the horse people, you'll understand this, and maybe you've never looked at it like this before, but I mean, let's face it, it's a reality. I also lie to him. I trick him. Now, he'll go around and around and around, and people will do this in a round pen, and it's just another way of looking at it. It's very viable. It works, okay? The big foundation of horsemanship is pressure and release. You push pressure, and at the right time, you release that pressure. So I'll push him, push him, push him, and at some point he'll try and look at me. And when he does, I'll stop. I'll take a step back. What am I doing? I'm lying to him. I'm saying if you face me, I won't keep coming and try to catch you. That's one way to look at it. Some of you look at it different, but I think if you're open-minded, you'll understand, especially if you've done this before. And that's what the world will do. They'll push you. and they'll push you and they'll push you. And sometimes you'll just stop and say, well, I can't get away from them, so I'm caught. And when you do that, guess what? You're caught. But sometimes what they'll do is they'll stop and they'll take a step back and they will release that pressure. All right? Women are great at it. It's part of their instinct. They'll nag, and all of a sudden they'll stop and sweet talk. And when they stop and sweet talk, you're like, oh man, I love that sweet talk. I'm gonna come in for the sweet talk. Boom. You're catched. You're catched. All right? Guys, you're not caught physically until you say you're caught mentally. As long as you know you're right and keep on coming, they can't stop you. They can't stop you. All right? Everybody, if you're conservative, and I don't mean, I'm not speaking strictly what your politics are. I don't care who you vote for. But if you're logical and you're reasonable and you believe that a man ought to work for a living, he ought to make an honest wage for an honest day's work. If you believe that right is right, wrong is wrong. If you believe that everybody's life matters. If you believe that people ought to treat people with respect and with dignity, they're going to try to catch you. And they're going to try to throw you down. They're going to try to tie you. And they're going to try to put their brand on you. Don't let them. Don't let them. You say, Dwayne, what do I do to keep from being caught? Keep moving, buddy. Keep moving. In your mind, stay free. In your mind, stay free. Okay? And then you weave on a loom you have built for you the cloth that you want to have. All right? Hope this helps, and just stay strong, keep moving, stay true to your morals, stay true to your standards, and those who want to catch you, just keep walking away. Just keep walking away. As long as you keep walking away, they can't catch you. All right? Love you guys. We'll catch y'all next time.